Hello everyone, welcome back to Taboo Talks. We are a cis society, a global community that fearlessly explores taboo topics around our sensuality, intimacy, and sexuality. And this is Taboo Talks, a weekly conversation with different leading minds of the world in which we discuss these different taboo topics in order to bring shadow to light. And today we are joined by the very special Andrea Steigler as we continue to talk about this topic of orgasms. And actually, this is the climatic week of our final conversation around this topic. So as she's joining us, here she's joining us. And this is fun because we're actually together in person.
Yeah.
We're on the Big Island in Hawaii right now. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, beautiful.
Hi. Wow, you just have such radiant, like golden energy.
Mm-hmm.
Gorgeous.
Thank you.
So nice to meet you, Andrea. Is it Andrea or Andrea?
Both. It's Andrea.
Andrea.
But, yeah. But you know that it's.
I was feeling.
It's not important for me, you know.
You're unattached.
So yeah, I was just about to introduce you, Andrea, to our audience. Andrea is an orgasm coach and the founder of the Conscious Woman Academy. And she helps women become confident in their orgasms to heal past trauma and abusive relationships. And in her unique and holistic Empress O method, she combines ancient traditions and methods learned all over the world with modern trauma and grief recovery. And I'm so excited just reading into like your extensive background and studies and the clients that you've helped and really along their healing journey. Heather and I were both just feeling so personally resonant with like all of these traits and just things that you specialize in. So it feels really resonant that we're all connecting right now. And I'm sure if we're going through these things that you're helping so many other women go through, that a lot of people following have also had similar experiences. And this really feels like the cherry on top conversation of the last month and a half of talking about orgasms and really like the deep, deep, deep healing that's available in these spaces. So thank you so much for being here with us. We're really
thank
honored.
Much. It's the honor for me because last month I couldn't join and I just learned that this is the last one and and you had amazing conversations with other teachers from all around the world and I was also touched when you connected with me. And as you are in Hawaii, mm-hmm. and I was just counting, you know, I lived in 13 countries before the pandemic, and I was also living in Hawaii.
Oh wow! Which
and traveled around island. Also all the islands.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
but my island is Maui.
Oh yeah, that's where I live right now. We're on the Big Island though.
Wow,
that's so amazing. You're connected through the Rainbow Bridge, of course.
And Maui is and also Hawaii is calling me back after this long time and it's amazing, you know, that we are gonna even yesterday I was in an event and then the host was living also in Hawaii.
It's a sign.
Yes, exactly. Yes. I'm going. Yeah. In summertime, I will be in the U.S. So maybe I can join a little bit to Hawaiian energies.
She'll welcome you back with so much love.
Such a beautiful, magical place. So yeah, we would love to dive into the conversation. And before doing that, you would like to open us up in a little meditation, correct?
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
Thank you.
I invite you to just close your eyes and just focus on your breath a little bit. When you are breathing in through your nose and breathing out through your mouth. And if you can allow just sounding with the out breath. and just observing whether you can give sound to your out-breath. And if you are advanced, that just focusing on whether you can bring the sound until your toes, so you can absolutely breathe out your whole body with sounding. And just connect deeper with your body, with this beautiful, magical body. You can put one hand on your heart and the other on your lower belly, and just connect deeper with the touch and just sounding with the out-breath. And then you can start a slow circling in one direction, and then feeling a very, very gentle spiraling energy from bottom to the top. And whatever you can experience right now, just allowing, this is your experience. And with practice, you can deepen the connection with your body, because the pleasure and the orgasm, the source, what you can experience in this magical body, you have this human experience with the energy, with all kinds of orgasms, the source of your magical body. And just focus on the breath, your touch, your very, very slow movement. And you can slow down, and maybe you can change the direction and then start slowing down. How slow you can do. If you feel that you slow down, just do a little bit slower. And just connect deeper with your body, with your sound, with the touch. And then you can keep smaller circles, feeling the spiral a little bit deeper, and just allowing all kind of sensations in your body. Open up for a new possibility of experiencing orgasm or pleasure or emotions or sounds or any kind of sensations in the next moment, with the curiosity of a little girl or a little boy, just what kind of new sensations I can have in my body. And just slowing down your movements, coming to stillness. You can let go of the touch and just observing, how do you feel in your body? What kind of new experiment you had in the last few minutes or moments? And just take a few deep breaths. And with the out breath, you can open your eyes. Wow. How do you feel? How was it for you?
Precious for me. One specific part of the meditation stood out when you invited the inner child into the space and to get curious about new sensations in the body. It's really been a theme for me in just my pleasure journey and my overall life journey, is recognizing and remembering that every moment is new. And that there's always something new to discover. Like, I could have met you 100 times, but every time is different. It's all distinctly different. Is this question, is this sound distracting? Are you still able to hear us?
I could hear, but I can also hear the sound from outside, yes.
Okay, got it. So, but I'm still audible and clear enough to understand?
Yes.
Yep. Okay,
Yes, absolutely. Yeah,
there's
yeah, yeah.
some construction happening. Maybe it's like internal construction
That's what
as
it
well.
feels like. I was honestly going to say, it's like such a mirror of how my insides feel right now.
Deconstructing the internal narratives, you know, and then having
digging
that
deep,
digging deep,
going into some of the chaotic anxiety to build a stronger foundation.
What an amazing two topics already you brought up, because I was also thinking that, you know, in the previous guests, they were talking about amazing orgasms, but what I realized that most of us, and mainly I'm working mainly with women, that we cannot reach it, and we have a lot of shame around that. Because from the childhood, we experienced destructions, chaos, disconnection, a lot of traumas, abuse in different ways. And there is no access to really embrace and experience orgasm and any kind of pleasure. So you already talked about, you know, the sensations and different kind of orgasm. And if you allow me to bring it today as a closure, that because the followers could reach and had amazing experiences and practices before. And I feel that they are ready to dive deeper a little bit today to get higher after that.
Yes.
How about
yes.
that?
Bring it
on. We're with you. Strap,
yeah.
like, let,
yeah.
let strap
Let's
me
go.
In. Let's go for the ride.
I'm going deep. I'm ready. I'm already there.
Yes.
Yeah.
We love
yeah, because we lost control. And then as starting with a little girl or a little boy, so the inner child, that we experienced something since we were born. And what I experienced, I've been doing more than 10 years a very special trauma healing massage. I call it massage, but it's a holistic way, and now it's 7 hours. So we are bringing, and not just kind of like you don't imagine like a tantric massage, you know, oily massage. It's a really deep inner work, kind of like cooperation. So I'm holding space for that and being present and using all kinds of method I've learned. And then sometimes it's downloaded because personally they need it from the generational pattern and trauma healing and also body awareness exercises. And also there are some trigger points massage. So it's like I have a broad experience how we are let's start from there. That so we are born in a physical body, and we are like hypersensitive and really open. We came from the source, from the unconditional love, and really open. Of course we have some generational patterns, but exactly what we started to be one with, what we are learning from our parents personally first, and then our caretakers, and this kind of verbal or physical abuses. So when we are having some judgy words or improper touch, or just a touch what is not so comfortable for us, and you know, for 1 year we cannot express what is painful, what we want, what we don't want. We are just expressing with our voices somehow. And then, you know, our parents, whether they can hear it or listen it or not. And then this hypersensitivity and openness start to be kind of like going down. And then our curiosity is mainly kind of like also closing down to discover our body, to discover our pleasure, to discover what is makes us happy. And even, you know, that something is really nice. Oh, I want to share it, right? Like a little girl or boy, right? That we want to share it. And then we have some kind of like, not now. Not so loud or something like this. I don't know whether you can relate with this. And this brings us desensitization and numbness. And then when we were born, let's say we have 100% of sensitivity. And then, you know, by the time we have less and less sensitivity, and most of the time we have numbness. There is, you know, translating into energy, there are some blockages in our energy system. And which cause us that we really want to have pleasure, but we have like the pleasure is the core, you know, that we were born for pleasure. And we were basically perceived in pleasure, you know, right? So there is that's our main kind of like desire, and also that we are seeking all the time happiness, pleasure, orgasm, love, and these are the positive things. But there are like a shadow around this: the pain, the shame, the guilt, the you know, that we are not good girls or not good boys, and this is much bigger. And this is like the chaos. This is like the contractions. These are the pain, which is bigger than, and then we don't have the access to it. So because we are on the surface, we are feeling this one, and or maybe in our body, the contractions. We are always have an inner fight, and what we need to do. To kind of like what came to me in the meditation, just go deep down and then allowing the spiral coming up, allowing the curiosity from the inner child that, you know, what is the new thing? And then you can do this in your everyday life. You know, you are going on the same way from home to the shop or to the supermarket, or because most of us are working online from home. So the same route, and just looking around whether today what you can discover, what you couldn't see yesterday or the previous time.
Wow, love that perspective so much, just how you can go through every day doing the same thing but having a completely new experience of that. And that reminds me of something that another therapist told me, which was when we have these stories, like these construction chaotic stories, and we tell them the same way over and over and over again, then we're just reading the same story. And then if we want to start to change our beliefs and the way that we're perceiving our stories, we need to change the way that we're telling them. Mm-hmm. And yeah, going into that pain, like you're saying, going into that, those shadows that are clouding our joy and our pleasure. There are so many points that I want to touch on, because I definitely know that I grew up with a lot of shame around my pleasure and a lot of disconnection. And I'm really curious, like, for those clients that you work with who have had similar experiences growing up, and maybe they are in like healthy relationships now, but they're still finding themselves in these like pain, trauma, fear-bodied stories, what's your advice, and what techniques do you use to help people get out of those destructive stories?
Yeah, it's, you know, we have unique stories, we have unique history, but there are very, for example, the curiosity, if we start to open up for the new, then it will affect on every area of our life. So this could be one of my suggestions. The other one is that everything is blueprinted in our body, not just the pain. Whatever you've experienced, any kind of pleasure, any kind of orgasm, any kind of happy moments, you can recall through your body memory. Because we remember, you know, in our mind, in our head, with our consciousness, it's around only 5 to 7% of our whole 100%. The rest is inherited and blueprinted in our body. So our pain is always a message. So just if you have a pain or numbness or any kind of sensations which is uncomfortable, just because this is the pain is a message to be healed, because our soul is always showing us through our situations and relation, any kind of relationships, that what what she wants it to be healed. So this is always the past, so the pain, the arguments, the shame, any kind of negative emotions, sensations, or relationship issues are showing us. And then, you know, that if you can, you can call this curious inner child that, oh, what can I learn from this? How can I do differently? Of course, sometimes at the, you know, the current situation, in the real situation, we cannot do that, but after that. And then with practice, you can absolutely be there, you know, that you are in, for example, you are in the argument. And then, you know, the curiosity is, what could be healed here? Or if you have a pain, what we are doing if there is a pain? Oh, it's so painful, right? And then going there, and also going down into the past memory, and then how we can find with ourselves, I mean, by ourselves, and of course, most of the time we need some support from outside. But what can I do if there is a pain, and then I'm feeling that, oh, it's so painful, I don't want to feel it, and then I'm just be an observer. Yes, this is a pain. I know this pain. How about if I just stop this fighting for a moment? What could happen if I just allowing this pain, you know, just be with me, be with me, be here. Focus on your breath there. What I just tried to show in the meditation, focus on there. And then when you give the focus and you don't want to push, you don't want to fight with the pain, then there are also researches that within 90 minutes, any kind of pain will be released when you can stop the fighting. And of course, sometimes you cannot do this because the automatism is, you know, it's much stronger. But if you start to allowing that, okay, now what could I lose if I just try this one, you know? And then you will realize, and next time you will remember. And with practice, it will be better.
Yes. Yeah, we're sitting, we muted you because of the construction, but we're just sitting here like humming with resonance. We're like, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. So I'm hearing like the process that you walk clients through is multi-layered, but you're getting curious, like you're beginning to ask yourself new questions and move through a self-inquiry process, right? You're like, okay, I'm noticing this is a pattern. I'm going to start to dissect it and understand it, and like different questions will bring me to new places. And then beginning to deepen your communication with the body and recognizing that everything that moves through the body, especially in a triggered space, is information, and pain is information. And we can also begin to get curious in those spaces from the perspective of an observer, where you're zooming out and you're not attaching or trying to remove the pain, but you're just looking at it from a loving space of witnessing. And yeah, this is like hitting home so deeply for me, because I've practiced some of these things in my journey, you know, self-inquiry and like taking the role of the observer, but I just love how beautifully you put it into this container. And yeah, I'm curious like what's coming through your channel around all of this, Elfie, that's resonating with you.
I was telling Heather before, sometimes I feel like really connected to our guests and what they're going to be talking about. Like the day before, the morning of the call, it's happened a lot of times. And so I'm like going through this whole process today of just being in these stories that are like, they feel really chaotic and untrue and really painful. Like I'm just causing myself so much internal pain and feeling like, how do I get out of this? How do I get out of this, like this negative loop? And just hearing you sharing, you know, this wisdom, it's bringing me back to my truth of, oh, like within 20 minutes, I'm going to be able to let go of this if I just witness this and accept this and detach from the suffering, emotional body. We're in Pisces season right now in sidereal astrology, so I always am tuned into that. And Pisces is all about like it can be really confusing and murky and like delusional. And it's kind of getting through those layers of muck to get to that like golden nugget of truth and intuition, deep spiritual connection, which is also Pisces. It's like enlightenment on the other end. It's exactly what you were saying. It's like going into the depths of the murky Piscean confusion and addiction and escapism to then get to those like heights of enlightenment and godliness and truth and clarity and light. So yeah, this is really hitting. And these questions that you're asking like are really great questions for anyone who's going through. I think everyone can relate when we go through these moments to just ask ourselves in a more like academic way of like, okay, if I was just like talking to my pain and like if I was in school just trying to study this and understand it, like how would I do that in just a really detached, logical way? And that's what I'm excited to practice once this call's done. I'm gonna go right into this conversation She's with my pain.
Ready.
I'm ready. I wrote down the questions. Heather, maybe you can hold some space for me.
Yeah. And then so this is the magic that you can do this by yourself, and also you can if you have a partner, you can do this. What you have on with this pain, and then you know this one is holding the space, and then you can just repeating this question, what you have on, and when you have the answer that thank you, what you have on, and then with this that you can go deeper and deeper and deeper, and also from the mind level that you can also and then go deeper, and then it's also very important to express it. Because most of the time, especially we are women, we suppress so many emotions, and we didn't, you know, we couldn't give sound for our pleasure. And therefore, it's really, really important to sing, to just shout out, you know, just go into the nature. And like, also you can play with kids, you know, I'm saying like a lion, just shout it out. And then from your whole body, all of your pain, all of your anger, because it is suppressed so much. Mm-hmm. And this you can also do. So I'm really practical. And then what is my main method is that we are living in a modern busy world. We don't have hours, and two or 3 hours for practice in one section, let's say, because we have so many things to do. And our head is all over the places. So with a small 5 minutes practices, you can, I'm also creating this for hours of me time every single day. Because, you know, just here and there, I have 5 or 10 minutes. And then I'm recharging myself. And then also, I'm also Pisces. And last week, I had my 15th birthday.
Happy birthday!
Thank you. So it's an amazing assessment I had in the last 2 months, and also I had so many so many memories just came up, and I want to share so many things with you because what is also important, you know, if we are going back, the pleasure, the happiness, and the shadow. And the pain around that. So there could be different, you know, different tools, techniques, practices, what you can kind of like taking off or peeling the layers, all level. It's also very important to work on holistically. So all levels, mind, generational patterns, body memory, emotions, you know, all kinds of sensations. And then from different angles, you can kind of like attacking this shadow. And then because we want to have, and we have a deep desire to freely, you know, expressing ourselves and, you know, being ourselves without fulfilling any other's expectations. But we don't know how, because since our childhood, we learned to be a good girl and the good boys, right? And so these small exercises and holistically, you can start to see and face with the fears, face with your patterns. And so this here is the desire and here is the shadow. And then you know, that the layers could bring up, and also the other really good questions, because the answers is always in you. So nobody else could tell you what is inside of you. And if someone is questioning what you feel and what is going on in your body, or what kind of experience you have, just question them, because no one else could know what's going on in you and how you reacted on that, on that situation. And yeah, going back, because there are also different layers, but I hope that, you know, the energy is going through. And so the next question is, what is the biggest fear? Because I want you to come here, right? I want to connect with this, but I cannot, because I have numbness, I have pain. And what is the biggest fear? If I have the access to my pleasure, to my orgasm, to my happiness, what could happen? And most of the time, the answer is around that I was ashamed, I was punished, I was ignored, I was rejected, I was conditionally loved, and I don't want to experience anymore. Therefore, I don't want to go to the pain anymore. But in this case, I don't have the access to the pleasure, to the orgasm, to the love, right?
Yeah, I'm seeing that. I keep seeing the lotus. The lotus keeps coming up, like the archetype of the lotus, kind of starting in the mud and the darkness, and moving through the intense waters of the Nile, right? Like really rough waters of the Nile, to then blossom for a very short period of time to the light, right? And then go back down into the murkiness. It's like we remember the width and the vastness of our pleasure through the width and the vastness of the darkness that we're willing to traverse, right? The two go hand in hand, and that's really hitting right now in this conversation. I'm feeling a bit emotional talking about it, because I've always felt it, but I'm really beginning to understand it right now and see it from such a compassionate and tender perspective in myself and in others around me who are experiencing that, and actually looking at someone who is often in like a dense space and seeing actually how courageous they are, right? Like to be in that darkness for such an extended period of time, as opposed to being like, I must pull you out, come, you know? It's like, no, like let them be there. They're learning so much. They're taking in so much. So trusting the process is coming through right now as well.
And just this beautiful perspective shift of, instead of focusing on the stories and the shame and whatever is outlying it, just really getting clear on, yeah, like you ask, what's holding me back? What about my desires do I not believe that I am worthy of receiving? Or what has been my previous experience when I was receiving these desires of love, connection, bliss, orgasm, fill in the blank? That's like really spinning so many gears in my mind. And I'm really curious, like with people that you work with who have had, you know, child sexual abuse, early abuse in those areas when they are young, and potentially even when they might not have remembered because they were infants, or they were, you know, they blocked it out. You can block it out to protect yourself at a young age. And I'm curious, with people like who feel something in their bodies, something that feels unsafe or disconnected from their pleasure or orgasms, but maybe they don't have a mental reference point for like, this is the exact reason to understand it. Like, how do you guide those people into healing that wound so they can experience their pleasure?
Thank you very much for the question, because I really wanted to tap into the safety and also how we can transform traumas and childhood abuse. And what I realized that most of the time there was no sexual abuse. just, for example, verbal abuse or physical abuse or rejection or love conditionally. And it's very important to know or kind of like to point out that if we are looking back, for example, when I had a judgy word, now it doesn't touch me. But it's very important that at that moment, when I was a little girl, how it touched me. And most of the time we don't remember because it was so painful. So usually I'm saying that we put in a black box. And so all the shame, all the abuse, all the traumas, and then this black box can be open when we are ready to open. And what I also learned in my trauma healing work, that it's so from different angles. So everything is connected with everything. And all the steps we are doing towards our inner journey and also going deeper with ourselves and learning more about ourselves is leading us when we are ready. The support is there. We could feel safe, and I really want to talk about safety, this box could open up and then the transformation could happen. But it can happen when we feel safe. We feel safe with the person who could support us and hold space for us and hold present, be present with us. And I should feel a safety in the space where I am, in the room where I am right now. And then start to learn how I can feel safe in my body. Because when I realized this abuse or trauma, I lost safety. I felt insecurity. And during my trauma work with my clients and also on myself, at the first time it was really shocking for me that since we were born, so most of the women I've been working with, they haven't experienced what does safety means. Because safety or feeling safe in my body. Because I'm just asking, what safety means to you? So what is the first word which come up for safety? When do you feel safe?
Yeah, this is complex for me, because I was outsourcing my safety for so long, you know, to other people. And now what's been coming through is feeling safe in my own body when I'm in my truth, when I'm on my voice. Like my voice has deeply been coming through as an anchor to my safety, and recognizing that like I can create a force field with it, and like a calming of my nervous system. Like it's an internal and external kind of force field. But to be honest, I still feel like I'm in the mud. It's kind of murky for me. Like I'm like, wait, shouldn't a partner like create safety for me so I feel safe? And I'm like, but actually that doesn't feel fully true or resonant to me anymore. Mm-hmm. So I'm in between worlds or realms.
And I think also to go off what you're saying, you can only feel safe in a partnership with a partner from a partner as you can create that safety within yourself. Mm-hmm. So like, that's what I'm learning with my partnership too, is like, yeah, just like I feel really safe with my partner, and that's like a number one value. And like I feel really safe when I'm in my own energy. The first thing that came through was where I feel the safest, when I'm in my room, when I'm like in my space, in my environment, in my energy. And it just feels really clear and really like me and really authentic. And another thing that came through was dancing and in nature, like some really happy places, some safe places that just come to mind, that don't include someone else, you know, that's just like
somewhere that is a place for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
Most of the time, it's absolutely like, I have a family, I have money, I have a job, mm-hmm. I have friends, I have a relationship. All of these are outside. And if safety is outside, I will always depending or addicted to them. And it's absolutely okay because we are living in a modern world, but finding safety inside is something totally different. And then, as you said, that being in my truth and also expressing my voice, mm-hmm. how many times we are still questioning whether this is my truth? Because we became one with others' truths, right? So
the truth of your truth.
Yeah. So it's really, really important to start and to tap into the space where you are. And then also the first step is, you know, that here where I'm right now in my space, I feel safe. So I can close my door, I feel safe because no one could, you know, could rob me, for example, so no one could come in. But finding inside of me safety is bringing so much security. And then this is also with practice, that it's an easy exercise, you know, just when you are feeling safe in, you know, in the room where you are at. Just asking yourself, where is the safety inside of me? And then your body will answer with some even just small sensation. Just asking yourself, we can go with this a little bit.
Mm. Yeah.
Just if you want.
Yeah.
We can invite. Yeah. Let's invite everyone. Just close your eyes, please. And just focus on your breath and just allowing your thoughts coming and going, because we're talking about so many things and deep things. And maybe it's the past experiences are bubbling inside of you, memories are coming up, and just like, you know, you just allowing like a movie, you are just watching a movie. Or you are just looking at a book and then you can go to the next page, allowing your mind, you know, going with this, and then come back to your breath. And just focus on your breath. You can also give sound to your out breath. And just observing the boundaries of your physical body. You can start from your top of your head, and then if you don't realize or feel exactly, you can touch your body. Where is the end of my physical body? And then ask yourself, where is the safety inside of me? Where is safety? And just allowing any small or gentle sensations anywhere in your body. And if you are not feeling right now, just allowing, again, invite your curious inner child and ask her help or him, his help to show you where is the safety inside of your body. And it can be anywhere. And you can start to breathe there. And if you can't find right now, just allowing and continuing breathing inside of your body and breathe through your body. And if you find any kind of sensations, just start to breathe there, observe it. What is the form, whether it has any color or any symbol, which is important for you. And then start to breathe in that that point or that part of your body. And then you are breathing out, feeling that, you know, this safety is fulfilling your whole body, your upper body, your arms and hands, your legs and feet, your head. And with every out breath, it's just enlarging and expanding. And even it's expanding over your physical body, just feeling from this small spot or part of your body, just allowing the expansion of this safety. And just take one more deep breath. And with an out breath, you can open your eyes. How was it for you?
It was very touching. Yeah, just I was brought immediately to my heart space.
Me too.
And my inner world was there, very like playful and free. And then I saw an orange triangle, which for me represents divine union. And remembering that I'm safe with these archetypes, like resurrected and remembered in me, like the softness and the tenderness of the mother and the feminine, and like the firmness and the knowing and the direction and the intention of the masculine, and like that creates infinite safety within my body. Yeah, it was really beautiful. Thank you.
Was it the first time you experienced this?
In that specific way, yeah, I've felt unconditional love and in many different forms, but never quite like this. It was very clear.
Yeah, mine also led me to my heart space immediately. It was just like, all you have to do is just follow your heart. Let your heart guide you. Your heart will always guide you towards safety. And it was just like a dropping out of here and just into here immediately created this like pure, open, spacious feeling of just euphoria and joy. And yeah, just knowing that as long as I'm in my heart, then I'm always in my truth, and that's safe for me. I can trust that. I can trust my heart. Yeah,
absolutely. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for letting me go so deep. And what you can do, that, you know, it was just a few minutes. Again, just a practice, what you can do anytime. Mm-hmm. And now the key and the secret at the same time, your body remembers. So now you started to reconnect with this feeling. You can recall anytime, and then your body will remember. And from now, what I suggest to daily few times, just repeat for few breaths, connect with that, and then your body will remember. And as the old pain and shadow and everything, as you know, it became an automatism, and then switch on more time, then this practice that what you repeat more times, it will be also automatic. And then you need to feel safe when you know that you will be a dangerous situation, or you lost your kind of like you started to be imbalanced, then you can come back all the time. And it's also very important that the next time you start to ask yourself again, where is safety inside of me? Then if it's in different, you know, part of your body, it's absolutely okay. So don't, and this is also with the curiosity, you don't expect all the time at the same spot. And allowing safety coming up in a different part of your body.
Love this tool.
Yeah.
It feels like immediately centering, like within like 30 seconds, just super anchoring. So yeah. Thank you for that beautiful drop in, you know, piece of advice.
Yeah, your energy is completely different. Like, I know that this conversation went by in like a blink of an eye. We have about 10 minutes left, but I feel like we could talk to you for eons and ages. But prior to the call, Alfina was moving through a process, as she shared,
And in the midst of that guided meditation and process, I actually like felt her energy drop into her heart. And she like said something, I think we were on mute, but she was like, it's so beautiful. Like I literally felt her shift dimensions. And even looking at her and like feeling her energy next to me, it's completely different. Just in those few short minutes. So I want to like, again, speak into the potency and power of being with ourselves for even a short period of time and how that can move something like that within us. It doesn't take a long time.
Exactly. Yeah. And I would have two more very important messages around this. Mm-hmm. One is that, you know, the lotus is, I just had a photo shooting today. And then I also had a lotus that there is still in my luggage. But the lotus is absolutely my symbol. It's like symbolizing everything. Mm-hmm. You know, this what you just described, this is absolutely very important for us. And this is the roller coaster. We are always in a roller coaster, right? And then the roller coaster is like this. Oh, I don't want to go down. And then, you know, I'm spending a lot of time there. I'm finding the solutions. And it's so hard to go up again. And this is with the orgasmic or healing journey as well. And what I'm also teaching that, you know, that if we are experiencing that we are going down, then, okay, let's go down to the deepest moment. And then with that, you know, energy, we can go up quicker. So just go to the root and then allowing that I can go down the deepest point, and with that energy, and then I can go higher and stay there for a longer time. Mm-hmm. And then and I'm also loving to use so many tools and practices, because surrounding our cycle, we need different kinds of, you know, sometimes we have we jumping and we need more energized exercises. Sometimes we need to be gentle with ourselves, and then with this, also with these waves, we can allow, you know, that today, what do I need? What is the best way how I can spend time with myself today? How I can recharge myself? Mm. And so this, the roller coasters was the one, the first, and the second one is that around safety and orgasm, because our main topic is the orgasm. How we can reach and how we can experience more orgasm in our life, in our everyday life, on any kind of forms. And also seeing and allowing different kind of forms and not expecting the same what I had yesterday, because it was so amazing, I want it back again. But on the same form, I won't have again. Because that moment was completely different than this moment. And then this is also like, we are not doing orgasm, we are not doing pleasure. We are allowing, we are receiving, we are open up for that. Mm. And how can I open up and receive it and allowing it to, you know, just experience it? Because, you know, it's just coming. Because until I'm in my head, I'm cutting here, you know, I'm in my past, I want it, like I expect the same what I had yesterday, or I have a fear that I didn't have, or, you know, there is a to-do list of you tomorrow, and I have this cut, and I'm not allowing my body and also the energy flow, free flow in my body. And safety is one thing that I can feel safe in my body, anchor this, and come back. If I'm recognizing even in my self-pleasuring or the intimate moment with my partner that I'm in my head, I'm stuck in my head, connecting with my safety, and whether I can open up. So I need to feel safe with myself in my body, allowing vulnerability, and also, you know, and then also just allowing everything what is coming up. I need to feel safe with my partner, and I also need to feel safe in the room. Mm-hmm. Just for that, in this case, I can relax. So for receiving and opening up, I need to be relaxed. Therefore, I need to feel safe in all levels.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Well, this is a beautiful way to close this episode out, and it went by so fast, and I would just love to drop into all the deep murky layers with you. There's so much to uncover, but yeah, thanks so much again for being a part of this, and I just want to ask for listeners who are tuning in what the best way for them to connect with you, with more of your offerings and in your work that you do, what would be the best way for them to reach out to you?
Yeah, thank you. And I can see some comments as well, so I will also check it out. I'm on social media. I'm with Girisha Andrea, so you can find me anywhere. And I also have a beautiful playbook, you can create pleasure and pleasure plan, how you can desire. And I also give different kind of pleasure rituals, what you can create your everyday life, and also with, you know, you can map it out in your week, in your month, and then you can focus on different topics. So you can download it. You can find me also on my Instagram page, in my LinkedIn and I also have weekly or bi-weekly free mini courses, so you can absolutely join. And I'm so honored to be here, and I'm so happy that I could share with you, and you were open to receive this depth of my work. Okay. And this was a kind of like 20 years of essence.
Wow.
And just a little piece of it.
So grateful to receive. You're a pleasure priestess, truly. Your work is so needed and so beautiful. Thank you for having this offering and sharing this with the world. And yeah, thank each of you listeners and viewers for tuning in to today's Taboo Talk as well. We wouldn't be here without you. So if you're interested in watching this full replay, you're just tuning in now, this will be available under our highlights on our page. You can also check out all of our previous interviews as well as this one on Cis Society on YouTube, and also on our Spotify podcast links. Those are also under our bios on our page. And thanks again for tuning in. We are Cis Society, and we're a global community that's rewriting the narratives of taboo around sensuality, intimacy, and sexuality. And you can continue to tune into these juicy conversations by following us here, where we come back every week, same time, same place, for new conversations around these new paradigm taboo topics. And stay tuned, because we're gonna have a whole new topic next week, which we're really, really, really excited about, and closing out this amazing topic of orgasms. So thank you again.
Thank you very much for your work. It's so amazing that you are collecting these beautiful experts on these different fields, and then you can share, you know, in one one channel. Thank you very much for your work, because I know how hard it is, you know, that organizing everything. So I really, really appreciate your work.
Thank you for that reflection. It was so beautiful to share the space today and to see how gracefully you hold both the shadow and the light. Like, you really walk with so much grace, and it's inspiring to be in the space with other creators of the new earth, you know? And so, yeah, thank you so much for being here. Thank you, Elfie.
Thank you. And thank you to every one of you. Mm-hmm. And also, if you're listening and you want to go into deeper conversations around these topics, we have a private WhatsApp global community. So we would love to add you into that chat as well. Just DM us and we can get you added to that. Mm-hmm. Thanks again, Andrea.
Thank you.
Look forward to staying connected with you.
Yes. Talk soon.
Lots of love.
More to come.